It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I've got Allie Farnham and Kimberly Kuhn. First time Kimberly's been in this season.
Whoa.
That must mean we're going to talk about Helper vibes going on up in Helper this weekend. Going to be a lot of fun. We got a couple of great bands, a great signature cocktail, food trucks, and then a couple of other events that are going to be fun that we're going to talk about. And let's go ahead and drag them in here right now. Kimberly and Allie, thank you so much for coming in and joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We always love coming in.
So let's dive in. We're going to pick on Kimberly because she hasn't been here for a minute.
Okay, good.
Kimberly, we talk with Allie about it all the time. How are your feelings and what are your thoughts of how Vibes has gone this second year in?
You know, it's successful and the community just really comes together at all angles. You know, the nonprofits, the artists, the musicians, everything comes together through the community and it's Carbon County, not just Helper.
And so it's
been very, very well received.
And really that's the point of what you were saying too, is it is bringing in Carbon County, it's bringing in Emery County, Moab area, all over the state, and it's kind of introducing those people to Helper.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing.
It's activating Main Street in a really good way as far as like every other weekend. And, you know, showing what Carbon County has. And we have new signs in our park now that you can read about, like, other things to do. Go to the Swell, go to these trails. And so it's exciting just to tack on Helper Vibes where people are doing active things during the day, passing through, and then having a party.
And having a party. Why not?
Family.
There's nothing wrong with people feeling like Helper's a family party town.
A gathering.
All right, Allie, let's dive in and let's talk about this one. Coming up this Saturday, once again, 5 to 10:30, as it always has been going. You got a couple of great bands, and so let's just start with the bands, and then we'll just kind of work our way through it. How's that?
Yeah, so Dead Zephyrs are on the stage to open from 5 to 7 p.m. They are new to the Vibe stage. We always love to welcome a new band. They come from Salt Lake, and in their words, they don't like to fit into a tidy genre, so they're really kind of playing across the board. I think it's going to be super fun and very interesting, something different.
Well, and that's good. That's good to keep that going. And then closing it down, Silver King. And have they been here before? Because that name's popping out in my head.
Yes, they have been before. They played last year. These guys have been playing together for over 25 years. So they're just super tight, excellent musicians, jam band, some covers, classic rock, really across the band, and original music.
Yep.
And that's what I thought that I may have even seen them before. That's why the name was sticking out in my head.
Oh, yeah.
So we've had them before. So two great bands that are going to go down at Saturday Vibes this weekend. And so then we got to move into the signature cocktail. What do we got this weekend?
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Us?
Before we get to the cocktail, I just want to say thank you to the Helper Project, the Tony Basso Group of Companies, and Coca-Cola. Those are our three main stage sponsors, and without them, we wouldn't be able to bring these bands in. So.
Absolutely, and we always talk about how these things don't happen without them.
Absolutely,
they really don't. So, let's dive into the good stuff: the drinks and the food.
Yes, absolutely. Ooh. So at the bar, all of our spirits come from Dented Brick, which is just up north of us, with the exception of our tequila, which we all have come to love in our signature margaritas. This week is going to be honeydew flavor. Never had a honeydew margarita, but it sounds really good to me.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about
Worth
it.
Worth a try.
Absolutely.
Our specialty margaritas have been fabulous this summer.
They have been selling out. So you really got to get in there, get it. Before they're gone. Yeah, get them before
early.
They're gone, basically.
Get there early, right? All right, so let's talk about food trucks. You said you got four different offerings this go around.
Yeah, so we have Dee's Kitchen. She's been a solid vendor for us throughout the season, and we're super excited for her because she has just graduated to a food truck. So she's got a really beautiful, big blue teal food truck. She was just a booth before, so she's growing. Everyone loves her tacos. We also have Mambo Truck, Jana Kay, and local favorite Tollies and Smallies.
And pretty much all of those have been here before. Mambo Truck seems like it's almost a staple.
Yeah, they're each one of them. I mean, they do rotate. We have some ones that pop in and out, but these are some of our really solid staples that people have just come to know and love.
All right. So you got that going on, and then you've got a couple of cool things kind of on the, you know, that are being brought in. And you've got a cornhole tournament this time around, and you've got a climbing wall. So let's talk about those two things.
Yeah, well, just dive into the cornhole tournament first. That is through CNS, their Senior Make-A-Wish program. It is an annual fundraiser, but we have teamed up with them this year, so they are our featured fundraiser. And it's going to be a huge cornhole tournament. It's going to about double the size of our venue. So the tournament will be from the post office all the way to the auditorium. So people are welcome to join as a participant or as a spectator.
Okay. And if they want to sign up, is it just show up that day or are they taking pre-registration?
You can pre-register and there is a post on our Instagram and Facebook with all the information. Can also reach out to CNS directly. And I believe you'll be able to register on site. It's $50 for a team or $40 for a single person.
Okay. And then they'll, so you're going to have singles and doubles tournaments.
Correct.
Perfect. Perfect. And then the other one that's maybe for the kids and maybe for the kids at heart, the National Guard's bringing out their climbing wall.
Yeah, Sergeant Peel is bringing a 60-foot climbing wall. It's going to be free for everyone. I'm sure there is a height restriction. Don't want to send the baby up there, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun, mostly because of where it's placed. Like, when do you get to climb that high on Helper Main Street and take in all the beautiful views?
That's very, very true. So a lot of things that are going on. We've got two great bands, Dead Zephyrs, Silver King going on Saturday, Honeydew Margaritas, four food trucks, a cornhole tournament, a climbing wall. Is there anything else you can throw in there?
I mean, you know, bouncy houses, all of our classic vendors that are coming in, classic car parking from Jan and Otto. Little Learners has those bouncy houses on lock. Tons of beer from General Distribution. We know the cornhole tournament people love their beer.
They do.
Yep.
You know, often it's funny, they can't play without a beverage in their hand. Right. It's like a counterbalance thing.
Exactly. That's right. What I was going to say. It balances the other side. So
it is bags and brews. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Perfect. And if anybody wants information on this, they can also go to your website.
Yes. On our website at helpervibes.com. If vendors are thinking of applying or adding more dates, everything is on the website. The lineup, YouTube links, our dates, everything is in one spot.
Plenty to do. Plenty to do. Yeah. All right. Now, before we get out of here, Kim had something that she wanted to plug that's going on up in Summit County. So she wanted to talk about this for a minute.
Just a short plug. Easton Corbin is coming to Summit County, and it's in Colville, and we're selling tickets September 3rd.
All right.
It's
so
that night.
And you'll be selling tickets this weekend?
All the time.
Okay.
Summit Online.
County. Online.
.com.
All right. So go check it out. You want to go see Easton Corbin up there in Colville, why not? Go check it out.
I'm just saying, you know, your country, and I'm sure your people would love to know that one.
Head on out there and make that happen. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. Thanks for keeping Saturday Vibes going, and I guess we'll be talking in another couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and then sadly, we'll only have two left.
I know, we're on the final countdown. There's only three, including this weekend. So
get out and enjoy them while you can. Once again, it's Kimberly Kuhn and Allie Farnham with Helper Saturday Vibes going on this weekend up in Helper. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.